another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of March, 2011, and we have former top CIA briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, Ray McGovern, to give us his take on Libya and what's unfolding in the Middle East. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to pop in for just one segment, either at the bottom of this hour or at the start of the next hour. We've confirmed he's on. We just don't know what time yet, and we're working that out right now. It has been confirmed, and Tarpley mentioned this yesterday, but now it's in U.S. news and Russian news. Libyan assault planned months ahead. Well, of course it was planned months ahead. It was globalist-backed special forces from the U.S. and England. Now you've seen that U.S. aircraft probably shot down. They claim it crashed because of technical problems, mechanical difficulties right outside of Benghazi. That, yes, U.S. aircraft are in there, bombs away, and so are U.S. special forces. They've got amphibious invasion ships off the coast, and that is in the cards. But Libyan assault planned months ahead. General Wesley Clark, proof Libyan invasion was planned 10 years in advance. U.S. General Wesley Clark explains that the Bush administration planned to take out seven countries in 5 years, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. And if there's protests in Iran and the government crushes them, or if there's military attacks by U.S.-backed or globalist-backed rebels in Iran, will we then be forced to invade Iran? That's the precedent being set right now, and it's now become a big debate. We started covering this last Friday. Now it's finally in mainstream news that the Congress had nothing to say about this. Congress didn't even have a resolution, much less a declaration of war, and that Obama has taken direct orders from the U.N., which sets an incredible precedent. So we're going to be going over all the facets of that today. Tarpley called us this morning and with bated breath saying, it's the proof. And here it is out of the Asian Tribune. It's also in the London Guardian. Libyan rebellion has radical Islamist fervor. Benghazi linked to Islamic militancy. U.S. military document reveals that they're funding al-Qaeda. Well, that was in the London Telegraph Sunday. We wrote about it on Sunday before that article even came out. In fact, I know it was in yesterday's stack, but will you just re-pull me the London Telegraph article dealing with it being al-Qaeda? You see, you can't get around the fact it was al-Qaeda attacked Russia under U.S. orders. You can't get around the fact that it was al-Qaeda attacked the Serbs, and then, we had to bomb them through the U.N. and NATO because how dare the Serbs fight back. You can't get around the fact, but it's so crazy, and I admit it sounds crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction. Who do you think al-Qaeda is? It's a Saudi Arabian terror group created by the CIA and the Saudis that they use to attack the U.S., and then they invade al-Qaeda's ancient enemy, Iraq. Saudi Arabia's big enemy. I mean, have you figured this out yet? I mean, look at the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we'll pull up Fox News and show you, or AP, Amir al-Awlaki, number one in al-Qaeda now, at the time number three, meeting secretly at the Pentagon. I mean, this is the incredible reality that we're dealing with here. Now, I also want to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. But I want to just hear your comment, your question. I got to move to the next person because if it's long-winded, and I'm long-winded, we won't get to anybody. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Webster Tarpley coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Then we've got Ray McGovern and a lot more. And the latest on the reactors, it ain't looking good, and radiation maps, what's hitting the United States. Stay with us.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of March, 2011. Webster Griffin Tarpley, with huge new developments, is joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, will be joining us in the third hour today. There's been huge new developments in Japan. They are obviously now, and even mainstream media is having to admit this, covering up the full magnitude. The Pentagon is considering forced evacuations of U.S. personnel in Japan. We also have a special guest of the Corbett Report. He's been out of Japan during the disaster, but he's going to be back in Japan. He's actually back there now. We'll be interviewing him tomorrow. But here's some of the news. Xenon-133 animation is up on Infowars.com showing the dispersion of the radioactive isotope. Radiation has blanketed the entire United States, Xenon-133, and it has a 5,243-day half-life, has now reached the entire eastern seaboard, and will soon likely cover the entire world. Zero Hedge has that breakdown of the maps, and when I get into this, we'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Also, nuclear plant contaminates sea after damage to fuel rods. not just the spent fuel rods, the hundreds of thousands of them blown in all directions and thousands of feet in the air, but the live uranium and plutonium fuel rods inside the reactors. That's Bloomberg. Also, a key report at PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson, Fukushima radiation level cover-up. Readings around plant do not correlate with those observed 100 kilometers away. They're finally giving us readings from in and around the plant over a week later. CNN report, U.S. military considers mandatory evacuations in Japan. The U.S. military is considering the mandatory evacuation of thousands of American troops and their families in Japan out of concern over rising radiation levels, a senior defense official tells CNN. But you notice this is basically out of the news. It's still there, but not on the front burner now. And we got reports last Friday that the first radiation from the Friday before it reached. And since then, there's all these different private radiation monitoring maps online, and you'll see increased levels, and then hours later it gets taken down, and they say, oh, it was a mistake. And with the past history of the federal government going into universities and other facilities and telling them to basically whitewash things at Three Mile Island, what the Russians did in Ukraine, outside Kiev with Chernobyl, what the Japanese have been caught doing, you really can't believe a word you're being told. And remember, as the nuclear physicists have explained, when you sit there with a Geiger counter and it only shows slight increases, that's because you're measuring the general background increase. But in fallout, it's only that little piece that's actually highly radioactive with uranium or plutonium or some of the other deadly isotopes, that if you breathe it or that if it touches the end of the Geiger counter, then you get a spike, then the dust falls off the front, and you go, well, why did that just jump? And now it jumped for 10 minutes, and now it has, you know, it was 20-something times, 30-something times. Now the Geiger counter stopped because it's that invisible little pieces of dust floating around. I mean, they say the background radiation in a radiation in a uranium mine isn't even readable as an increase on a Geiger counter. They have to have special devices to even pick up where it's at. But you breathe that stuff, mining in there for a decade, you get lung cancer. And it's the same situation, that this is not good for us, but the nuclear industry, tied in with the government, joined at the hip, is very powerful. And they've got a long history, not just here, but in every other nuclear power, of covering this situation up. So continuing, it's not a good sign that the military is considering a mandatory evacuation after 5 days ago having a voluntary evacuation, and they found upwards of 26 times safe levels of radiation in the Japanese water and the Japanese food as far away as 100-plus miles from Fukushima. And remember, we have up in Canada a reactor last week that released a bunch of radioactive isotopes into the lake. And then it was just a minor footnote. They said, oh, it's safe levels. So it's standard operating procedure. Reuters reports steam rises from stricken Japan plant. They're just continuing to melt, continuing to have fires. Steve Watson's article has aircraft photos, heat photos taken and released by the U.S. government, showing just incredible heat signatures inside of those plants. They're in some stage of meltdown. That's been admitted going back 7 days ago. They were admitting, actually 8 days ago, they were admitting last Monday partial meltdowns and those explosions and partial breaches of the containment facilities. So the truth is government is covering this up. That's 100%. We just don't know the severity of the cover-up that's going on right now. But smoke and steam rose from two of the most threatened reactors at Japan's quake-crippled nuke plant on Tuesday, suggesting the battle to avert a disastrous meltdown and stop the spread of radiation was far from won. There's already been partial meltdowns confirmed. They admit that. There's already been 600,000-plus fuel rods catching on fire, exploding, stored on top of four reactors that have blown sky high. They claim that there's only partial breaches on two of the internal containment facilities. But outside of it was stored, and on the roof was stored, the hundreds of thousands of rods. So amazing information on that front. Continuing with this information, if they have complete meltdowns, and it may have already happened because the winds are going straight out to sea, it's easy for them to try to cover it up with the increased radiation levels in and around Japan and just whitewash that. If they have complete Chernobyl-type meltdowns, or if that's happened and we haven't been told. Remember, last Friday, the head of the plant breaks down and cries and says, I can't cover up. This is enough radiation to kill people. I can't lie to you. The Fukushima 50, the people that are working in there, valiantly, are probably going to die. What does that tell you about what's being blown out to sea? But the globalist, with DU, they tell the troops to use. They know it's a death sentence in their own army manuals on it. That was army regulations to issue those to all the troops up until 1991. They just stopped issuing them. We've had Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the manuals on. Physicist. The leading NBC trainer. Most of the police out there today were trained by people trained by Rocky. And they lie to you and say it's no problem. Until 91, it was deadly poisonous, highly radioactive, couldn't use it unless it was a World War III scenario with giant divisions of Russian tanks pouring across, outnumbering NATO forces 10 to 1. It was a last-ditch weapon, just like Davy Crockett tactical nukes were. But the globalists said, you know what, let them go ahead and use it. Serve it out to M-16s. Serve it out to NATO 308. Serve it out to all the major fighting vehicles calibers. The guns and the Bradleys, the guns and the Warrior vehicles, the big Sabo DU rounds in the Abrams M1, what is it, M1A1? Oh, that's a rifle. I forget the newest type of Abrams. The point is they serve these systems out, and then they use it all over the place, and they know exactly what they're doing. So if they'll tell the troops to use something that they know is going to soft kill them, what will they do to us? And that's the issue as these different types of radioactive fallout begin to hit the U.S. We'll put the Zero Hedge, who I found to be a very good source of information. We also have Watson writing another article on this right now. We'll put this up on screen. Xenon 133 dispersion. Radionuclei has blanketed entire United States. Radioactive Xenon 133 has a 5,243 day half-life, or is that a 5.243 day half-life? I've got to research this more. Has now reached the, guys, look up what Xenon 133's half-life is, has now reached the entire eastern seaboard and soon will likely cover the entire world. We know Chernobyl did, and we'll continue with that report. Let's show them the animation. Let's scroll down and roll that animation for Prison Planet TV viewers. There it is. There's the animation up above it. And it's showing it being dispersed from Japan and then coming in as a cloud and drifting across into the United States. And that's the Central Institute for Meteorology and Geodynamics. You should probably just go to their site, link there below it. And they are measuring the plume and the radioactive units. And by the way, Dr. Bob Bowman reportedly sent us an email breaking down those calculations a few days ago. And I may have been in my stack, but I didn't see it. Can we do a search on Bowman's email? Or if we don't have it, call him again and ask about that report he sent us. I talked to him after you guys had left one night, and I think I forgot to tell you to even check for it. So many irons in the fire here. But we'll continue to break all of that down coming up in the second hour, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tarpley's just with us for one segment coming up with some powerful breaking news. Do you remember this Fox News headline, exclusive, Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Remember this article from October of last year, 7-8 months ago? Remember that? October, November, December, January, February, March, is 6 months ago. Anwar al-Awlaki may be the first American on the CIA's killer capture list, but he was also a lunch guest at the military brass at the Pentagon within months of September 11, 2001 terror attacks when he was listed as one of the top terrorists who was wanted. Documents exclusively obtained by Fox News, including FBI interview conducted after the Fort Hood shooting in November of 2009. The Amarillo Lock, he was hanging out with the top brass and the Secretary of the Army. Now, they now say he's the number one guy. He runs every patsy.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You've got it.
Lester Tarpley coming up with powerful new information. Let me start segueing into this key info right now. I covered the Fox News article for those of you living out there in denial. Associated Press and others also reported on this last October and November. Anwar al-Awlaki, who they now have said is the number one in al-Qaeda, he has replaced Osama bin Laden as the boogeyman puppet, trained in the U.S., lived in the U.S. He's behind the underwear bomber. He's behind the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood shooter. He's the name they use via email and phone calls when they contact useful idiot, mentally ill, real terrorist in the U.S. who they try to get to attack targets. And who did they use to attack the Serbs? Then NATO went in and blew the daylights out of them. Al-Qaeda, out of Albania. On record, that's not debated. Who did they use to attack Iran? White House admitted 4 years ago. Al-Qaeda, number three in Al-Qaeda. Who do they use to go after Gaddafi? Al-Qaeda. That's headline here out of the London Telegraph. Now, that said, here is the London Telegraph. The West and Al-Qaeda are on the same side. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. This is not the West ideological enemies. It's the bankers' crew of terrorists who come and menace the West, so we'll be held ransom by the globalists that own the military-industrial complex to pay trillions a year into the black hole. And so they can use them to menace the West to give up our liberties and our freedoms, and so they can set up their police state control grid. And here, of course, is the latest report dealing with this out of the Asian Tribune. Libyan revolution has radical Islamist fervor. Benghazi linked to Islamic militancy, U.S. military document reveals. Well known to the United States policymakers in Obama's White House and Clinton State Department, along with the National Security Council, but not widely known to the American mainstream media, the U.S. West Point Military Academy's Combating Terrorism Center document reveals that Libya sent more fighters to Iraq's Islamic militancy on a per capita basis than any other Muslim country, including Saudi Arabia. Perhaps more alarmingly for Western policymakers, most of the fighters came from eastern Libya, the center of the current uprising against Muammar Gaddafi. The analysis of the Combating Terrorism Center West Point was based on the records captured by coalition forces in October of 07 in a raid near Sinjar along Iraq's Syrian border. And it basically goes into the fact that Saudi Arabia is involved, the U.S. is involved. The point is they hide this stuff in plain view. That's who the airstrikes are backing, is real Al-Qaeda. And it's on record that they're shipping arms in out of Saudi Arabia, fighters in out of Saudi Arabia, through Western Egypt into Eastern Libya. That's who's there. I mean, on every front, in Serbia, in Iran, in the United States, Amir al-Awlaki, the 7-7 bombers, it turned out, was run by the admitted head of Al-Qaeda in England, who the British were supporting and protecting, and who's an MI6 asset. That's in my film Terror Storm, made 4.5, 5 years ago, 2007. Released 2007. I mean, British SAS caught dressed up as Sunnis running around in Basra shooting Iraqi police. On record. To get the Sunnis and Shiites killing each other. This is the strategy. It's so simple. The globalists hate America. They're dismantling the republic. This isn't the U.S. government. Our flag, our country, our money has been captured by the offshore globalists, the same ones destroying our liberties and our freedoms, launching these wars, ordering torture, using Hollywood they control to tell us torture's good, to destroy our name worldwide, to set us up later. Now, all of that said, it's turned out U.S. and British special forces have been there since before the fall of many areas of Libya. It turns out Al-Baradei and the UN, globalist backed, were in there bringing down Mubarak months ago. And now we learn it's not just U.S. and British special forces, Libya. U.S. fighter jet crash lands in field near Benghazi, an F-15. An F-15E bomber, fighter bomber, in there dropping bombs. You weren't told that in the news. You were told it was only cruise missiles. Our intel was they were launching aircraft bombers off those ships, and they are attacking. AFRICOM now confirms that that's going on. It is confirmed. And And we're going to come back and talk with Webster Carpley about this. Think about it. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists against everybody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Standard Time. We are here live. Ray McGovern, former top CIA briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, will be joining us in the last hour to give us his breakdown on what's really happening in Libya. We'll also get his view on the ongoing cover-up at Fukushima. Bloomberg, the Associated Press, Reuters are reporting the radiation levels are increasing, getting into the ocean, getting into the air. Reports of xenon 133. Being picked up as far away as the east coast of the U.S., so that's already blanketed the U.S. This is clearly developing to be worse than Chernobyl. There's an ongoing cover-up there. Now, we know that Anwar al-Awlaki is a known CIA operative. He's now the number one in al-Qaeda. Now, process that. The globalists know that's so bold, the average person won't get it. Fox News, AP, Anwar al-Awlaki secretly works for the Pentagon, secretly meets there with the head of the army, the secretary of the army, and others. While he's on the most wanted list, and he runs all the major Patsy attacks. I want Tarpley to first explain that and the history of al-Qaeda attacking the Serbs. Then they respond, oh, it's humanitarian, we've got to go in. Now with Gaddafi, he's been saying for 3 weeks, this is al-Qaeda. Now London Telegraph, BBC, CNN admit, wow, it's strange, this is al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia with U.S. and NATO money pouring through Egypt. So hidden in plain view, 100%. And even the Pentagon and even West Point's own researchers study this and go, wow, it's weird. Al-Qaeda is supplying fighters. Well, 4 years ago, Bush put out a press release saying they were using four groups to attack inside Iran. Turned out three of the four were al-Qaeda, one of them run by the number three in al-Qaeda. That was mainstream news. Al-Qaeda is a Western creation. So, Webster, before you get to the newest bombshell info, give them a brief history, because I'm showing folks al-Qaeda's foreign fighters in Iraq, a first look at the Sinjar records. This is put out by West Point, by the top war strategist there. That dovetails with the Asia Times. Libyan rebellion has radical Islamist fervor. Benghazi linked to Islamic militancy, U.S. military documents reveal. But let's continue. Here's the London Telegraph. The West and al-Qaeda are on the same side. Al-Qaeda being funded by the West. Wesley Clark, we have this clip later, saying, which you said yesterday, we now have the video clip, saying that this is a 10-year-old plan to invade all these countries and to use al-Qaeda to basically destabilize it. Explain to people how Brzezinski created it, what it is, how these rogue networks operate, and how big this is, that here we're being told that there are these heroes, al-Qaeda, that we've got to protect from Gaddafi. They call them protesters. When they're not protesters, they have their own fighter jets that have crashed. They have their own tanks, their own missile launchers. And Gaddafi has said, I'm not saying he's an angel, folks. The point is, he's a lesser of two evils. He said to Obama yesterday, what would you do if rebels were launching missile attacks on cities? But our media calls them democratic protesters. Now al-Qaeda is the good guys.
Well, the history of it, of course, is that the al-Qaeda was created by the United States, by the CIA, by Robert Gates, actually, who was working for Brzezinski in the Carter administration and then under Reagan as a secret army. Al-Qaeda is a CIA secret army to be used against the Soviets in Afghanistan. And among the personnel that we've got added on later on, a younger and more energetic guy would be this double agent, al-Laki, the CIA lackey, who's been used to sheep-dip all kinds of people from Major Hassan to the guy with the Times Square bomb and so forth. However, the headline right now is the United Nations resolution and the entire NATO coalition and other countries, too, are now bombing Libya in defense of civilians, a humanitarian intervention in defense of civilians. Who are these civilians? Of course, they're armed gangs. They're a group of irregular military forces.
But who, by the way, are rounding up random people, robbing people. Mainstream news confirms that. Lining them up and shooting them.
They're lynching black Africans. They're highly racist. They think any black person is a mercenary for Gaddafi. But the big headline is this. Northeast Libya, the hotbed of the rebellion, Benghazi, Tobruk, and Darna, is terrorist heaven. It's al-Qaeda's number one world recruiting ground. So the people that you're defending, U.S. Troops are being risked today to defend the existence of the younger brothers of the suicide bombers who blew up American soldiers and others in Iraq. Let's just look at this study. I would recommend people take a look at it. It comes from the Combating Terrorist Center of the Department of Political Sciences, United States Military Academy, West Point, December 2007. And what we find in here is that the number one country for recruiting suicide bombers and other terrorist fighters to go into Iraq and kill GIs is Libya. And the statistics are the following. Libya is a country with 6 million people. It nevertheless supplied 20% of the al-Qaeda terrorists in Iraq. And this comes from the U.S. captured the al-Qaeda personnel file in a city called Sinjar near the Syrian border in October of 2007.
So one arm of the military captured the CIA's dossier of the Eastern recruiting ground that wasn't even really under the control of Gaddafi.
6 million people, 6 decades and a half now, produced 20% of the terrorists in Iraq. Now, Saudi Arabia, with 25 million people, produced about 40%. So you get an idea that the Libyan contribution to the al-Qaeda terrorist patsy fanatic psychotic presence in Iraq is much greater than the population. And now they even break it down according to cities. The number one source of terrorist fighters going into Iraq, according to these al-Qaeda personnel files, was Saudi Arabia, was Riyadh. So the city of Riyadh, with 4.3 million people, contributed 52 terrorists. Second place goes to the city of Darna in Libya with 51 terrorists, but Darna only has 80,000 people. So Riyadh, 52 terrorists, 4.3 million people. Darna, 51 terrorists, 80,000. It means that Darna, which is right there by the Egyptian border, it's part of the area being defended by the no-fly zone. This is terrorist heaven. This is the number one terrorist recruiting center in the world in proportion to population. You go down the list, Mecca comes in third in Saudi Arabia with 43. That's a much larger city. The number four is Benghazi. Benghazi with 21 terrorists. Benghazi is the capital of this rebel confederacy or coalition that the CIA has put together. So we now have this unbelievable situation where the United Nations and NATO and the United States are all saying a humanitarian emergency, we must intervene to protect the heroes of democracy from the evil dictator Gaddafi. And it turns out that the heroes of democracy are the younger brothers of the suicide bombers who went into Iraq and killed American soldiers and other members of the international coalition as well as Iraqis. And at the same time this is going on, the U.S. is bombing Pakistan. Predator drones are over Pakistan right now, killing people in the name of fighting al-Qaeda, even as the United States is joining hands with al-Qaeda and defending them against Gaddafi.
All right, let me stop you, and then I want you to continue, Dr. Tarpley, with your breakdown. But for people that don't understand full-spectrum dominance, for people that don't understand the true strategy here or the stratagem, correct me, or I know I'm not wrong, but elaborate on what I'm about to say. You have a giant global corporate globalist combine that's basically a mafia that's waging war against the nation state, whether it's America, Libya, it doesn't matter, that uses slick propaganda and packaging. They need the multi-trillion dollar a year wars, the multi-trillion dollar a year U.S. defense budget alone. They've got to manufacture threats. And so the average American sees it like, oh, America wants to go beat al-Qaeda. And then they don't understand, well, then why is al-Qaeda always funded and working for the globalists? Because that's how they start the wars. That's how they create the pretext. They use the secret army to destabilize any area they want as the pretext to then invade. Look at a chessboard. If they want to invade a certain country on the map, they put the al-Qaeda piece into that map, and then they can stage it themselves, or their patsies can stage it as a pretext to put in sanctions, no-fly zones, invasions, whatever they want. That's what al-Qaeda is. So people who look at this like, well, al-Qaeda doesn't work for us. Well, there is no us. We don't run this country anymore. We're run by the globalists who use us as their overall global engine of modern neocolonialism, and al-Qaeda is this convenient boogeyman or a pretext to invade or attack or destabilize any country they want to go into, and you can't get around that historical fact that they do work for the New World Order.
Al-Qaeda is essentially a pool of patsies, of fanatics, of fighters, of psychotics, of militants who can be used. The ideology of al-Qaeda is that all existing Arab and Islamic Muslim governments are illegitimate. None of them represents the caliphate. They say that the caliphate is the form of government that is prescribed by the holy books, and therefore none of them are any good. So with al-Qaeda, you immediately have a way to attack any existing Arab government. Case in point, the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group. The Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, their line is, Gaddafi is an apostate. Gaddafi is somebody who might once have been a Muslim, but he's now an apostate. He's a heretic. He's gotten out of his religion. He's turned into a secularist. This Libyan Islamic Fighting Group has transmogrified. They changed themselves into al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda of the Islamic Maghreb. And you can look at their website, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Their website says, down with Gaddafi, down with the dictator, long live the wonderful fighters and heroes of Benghazi and Tobruk and Darna. And don't forget Darna, because Darna is the place. That's terrorist heaven, Al-Qaeda heaven. And this is what the U.S. has allied with now.
But Webster, isn't this this West Point report, the left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing?
Well, you know, life is complicated, and it's impossible to control everything. And when you're improvising these crazy operations from one year to the next, the problem with any covert operation is it can't be kept secret over time because you've got to redeploy the assets. In other words, the West Point report says right now in Iraq, this is giving us a hard time, right? Because the Bush-Cheney line was the presence of al-Qaeda is used to justify a U.S. military attack, right? That would be Zarqawi and the al-Qaeda in Iraq. But now under Obama, you're not using al-Qaeda as a way to attack it because it's there. You're saying al-Qaeda are now redefined as the heroes of democracy, and we're going to bomb the country in order to protect them. So it's
because that's
result.
The globalist asset they've got in each country. Isn't this a replay of Kermit Roosevelt and the CIA and British MI6 in 1953 with Mossadegh, who was even pro-Western but wouldn't give everything over to BP, then Anglo-American Oil? And so they use the Muslim extremists to overthrow the government. Then they double-cross them and put the puppet Shah in.
Certainly, the al-Qaeda is a force of obscurantism that opposes modernization, westernization, industrialization, and everything else. The Muslim Brotherhood, which is the mother of al-Qaeda, was used by the CIA to oppose President Nasser in Egypt. But right now, I think the parallel we ought to think of is look at Gates, look at the people around Carter and Brzezinski and then Reagan creating al-Qaeda and giving them these Stinger missiles and other means. Imagine what happens if this group, this gaggle of terrorists in Benghazi, imagine if they take over the oil revenue of Libya. They're going to have billions and billions of dollars, and the CIA is now arming them. They're smuggling in or shipping in weapons from Egypt with the collusion of the Egyptian army.
By the way, that's in the Associated Press. They're not even denying that. And then a month, a year, 2 years later, everyone will forget that the West backed them. Then we'll have to invade again because al-Qaeda has now taken control of Libya, and no one will even remember this.
Right, and al-Qaeda can then install, you know, bigger and better surface-to-air missiles on the northern coast and interdict all the traffic in the Mediterranean. So goodbye, Mediterranean.
Well, it's simple. Al-Qaeda has always been the globalist weapon, and they're now using it again. I mean, how obvious does this have to get? Webster, what do you make of the U.S. F-15E fighter bomber having technical difficulties and crashing outside Benghazi? They were denying that U.S. aircraft were dropping bombs. They were only cruise missiling. Now Gates has announced they're going to pull back aircraft. Looks like Gaddafi may have some missiles that folks don't know about.
I think you're going to find out what he has. The further you delve into it, you're going to find some unpleasant surprises. I'm very skeptical about the fact that when the NATO supermen get shot down or brought down, it's never because of unfriendly action. But I think the main thing is the entire command structure is now in chaos because Obama, for his demagogic political reasons...
By the way, that's confirmed. The NATO alliance is completely breaking up.
Absolutely breaking up.
Oh, yeah. What do you make... Oh, so many questions. What do you make of Putin coming out and saying this is a new crusade, it's horrible, and Medvedev, for the first time ever, breaking and rebuking Putin?
Well, that's a clear choice for the voters in Russia. And given the fact that the average Russian voter deeply suspicious of the United States, I think that would have to be advantage Putin and indeed advantage for the world because it's important for somebody to say no to these things.
Well, they've always claimed that Medvedev was a puppet of Putin, but you've disagreed and said that it's two different groups. Well, then what is the real grouping in Russia?
Certainly the oligarchs, the people, the nouveau riche, the people who have gotten filthy rich privatizing the state property of the Soviet Union, have now gravitated to Medvedev. That would include Anatoly Chubais, who's the leader of that group. But look, the thing about the command structure is that the Italians say you can't use our seven bases unless it's under NATO command. The British say, no, we want British command. The French, Sarkozy, who is a little Napoleon, says, no, it has to be French command. Arabs, they have one Arab so far, right? The Arab fig leaves have come down to Qatar. The only one is this, the little country where Al Jazeera comes from. Qatar and any other Arabs they might get say, we don't.
So they've only got the British base. They've only got the British base.
They've got, well, they so far they have had the Sigonella, Sicily, and the seven Italian bases, but the Italian.
No, no, by base, I meant Qatar and Al Jazeera is a known British front.
Right. That's, well, it couldn't be clearer, right? They're part of this enterprise of killing Arabs there in Libya. But the broader question is, because of Obama's cowardice, because of Obama's unwillingness to take responsibility for what he's actually doing, to give an Oval Office address, look you in the eye and say, I'm attacking, we've now got this chaos. One of the main principles of military operations is unity of command. And if you don't have unity of command, you have big trouble. Right now, NATO has really big trouble. Norway.
Yeah, they can't lead without the United States. Stay there, Webster. One more segment to see where you think all this is going. But everything Webster's talking about is all confirmed. Mainstream news, hidden in plain view. Al-Qaeda openly works for the banksters to stir up crises.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Nations for the first time in our history issue a directive, a resolution, and within less than 48 hours, the United States starts attacking a country. You have this F-15 shot down right over Benghazi, where reportedly Gaddafi's rolled in, he's shelling, the Al-Qaeda people, the supposed heroes. I'm sorry I don't like Al-Qaeda, folks. I apologize. I'll be seen as unpatriotic. And Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. Webster, this is really unraveling quickly. What do you make of Gates announcing that Allied airstrikes are now to slow? The Wall Street Journal reports in lieu of this F-15 going down, that reveals it's not just cruise missiles.
It shows what happens when stupid, imbecilic politicians like Obama and Sarkozy meddle in military decisions, among other things. This is all sort of calibrated to suit the image of Obama and Sarkozy. It's a recipe for disaster. Norway has dropped out because of the unclarity of the command. Turkey had been a candidate to join. Turkey now says they will not join.
Germany.
And they're not happy with Sarkozy. Germany never came in. That's a really important one. The United Arab Emirates was supposed to send some military forces. They have bugged out because of the backlash in the Arab streets. So I think it's clear there's going to be a stalemate at best, and at worst, Obama will essentially, Gaddafi will do what Saddam Hussein did at the end of the first Gulf War and proceed, despite the presence of a no-fly zone and bombing, to reassert the territorial integrity of the country against these armed gangs.
And the Financial Times reports he's got giant hordes of gold, the true international currency, that he's paying mercenaries with.
Well, he's fighting this group, and he has said that they are terrorists. And now I was a little bit skeptical of that at the beginning, but now I find, indeed, these are indeed terrorists. If you look at that city of Darna, if they have 80,000 people and they sent 51 suicide bombers to Iraq, that means you get one terrorist for every 1,500 or 1,600 people. That's a pretty heavy concentration.
And by the way, there's an Arab supremacist vein here that you alluded to, but doing some studying on Libya. Gaddafi's been about unifying Africa and not persecuting black Africans that live in Libya. This eastern area has been a Libya, a North Africa for Arabs only group, and that seems to be the core of a lot of their vitriol as they hunt black Libyans down and kill them. You notice the liberal media isn't picking up on that ethnic cleansing.
They don't care. It's very interesting. They focus on the fact that the Arab League, in a moment of total bribery, approved this operation. The African Union said no before it, and the African Union continues to say no and demand a ceasefire. But the African Union is mainly black African states, so they don't count. The whole thing has a tremendous anti-black racist overtone against black Africans, partly also because of the reasons you said. I'm wondering, you look at these people who are now leading that rebel council in Benghazi. There's Yunus and Jalil, and Yunus and Jalil are the defense minister and the interior minister of previous governments, and these guys have now been rebaptized heroes of democracy. Hillary Clinton, when she had her mixer with the terrorist leadership there in Paris, she met another one of these characters, and at that point she met Mahmoud Jibril, who represents this leadership council. I'm wondering whether he was actually from Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. So she would have been cavorting with terrorists on that occasion. So, again, if you think that the big operation of the U.S. right now also involves Pakistan, that's the third.
Tell you what, do five more minutes, and I promise, callers, a full hour of calls. We're going to shift gears into the Fukushima cover-up that's intensifying, and then we'll get back into Libya.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.